Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Happy Easter. Please be seated. He was a little shy as he greeted us at our table. Robert wore a baseball cap and a long sleeve t-shirt, although what he wore couldn't quite cover the tattoos he had on his arms, around his neck, and partially on his face. He welcomed us to Homegirl Cafe, part of Homeboy Industries, founded by Father Greg Boyle, to help men and women find new life after leaving their gangs. Sharon, a friend who serves as a prison chaplain at the Men's Central Jail, invited a group of us there to have breakfast that morning. She said, "Come with an open heart and be sure to do one thing. Ask the homies we meet to tell us their story." Robert is a homie, someone who has found a new home away from the gangs, and he was our server. He took our orders for breakfast. I went with the mango upside-down cornbread with coffee infused with cinnamon and orange peels. We had a little small talk until one of us asked Robert to tell us his story. Robert joined the gang in his early teens because he found a sense of belonging he had never experienced with his family. But life eventually became too dangerous, full of violence, rage, and uncertainty. And now, as a father of a young daughter, he wanted to start a different life for his own family. So he left the gang, sought new life through Homeboy, and there he was. Homeboy gives him the support and guidance so he won't have to do it alone. His 18-month journey will include education and job training, counseling and mentoring, a painful tattoo removal process, and telling his story. All of this part of seeking a new life. Robert told us his story that morning. And if resurrection means being raised from the dead and being restored to new life, his was definitely a resurrection story, and one that I needed to hear that morning, because it gave me hope that not only he, but I too can have new life. Tonight is all about telling resurrection stories. We sat together in candlelight and listened to stories of God's salvation history, stories about God giving us new life, starting with the very first story of creation in Genesis. We listened from Exodus to how God delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, set free to be on their way to start a new life in the Promised Land. From Ezekiel, we heard how the Israelites received a heart transplant, exchanging their heart of stone for a real heart, and how they came alive to hear God promising them, "You shall be my people, and I will be your God." From Romans, we heard that as followers of Jesus, we too might walk in the newness of life. So our scriptures are full of resurrection stories of people coming alive and finding new life. Our scriptures are full of stories of hope. And of course, in our gospel reading, the greatest of all resurrection stories, the empty tomb of Jesus, how Jesus conquered death and lives again. Sin no longer binds us, death no longer defines us, and despair no longer rules our hearts. And there's more. Because in this gospel, we also find other resurrection stories. The women at the resurrection, women who were otherwise powerless, becoming the first disciples to whom Jesus appeared. It was the women who found their voice and authority to tell that first resurrection story. And there was Peter, that same Peter who just a few days ago was crushed by his shame when he denied Jesus three times. Peter, who upon hearing the news, got up, rose up to run to the tomb, amazed at what had happened. This was also Peter's resurrection story, as he would experience new life going forward, as the rock on which the church would be built. So Jesus wasn't the only person experiencing resurrection that Easter morning. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, the other woman present, and Peter, they all were transformed and resurrected too, with their new life ahead of them. You see, resurrection is not a final destination. By its definition, resurrection means that there is a life before and a life after. Resurrection means that our lives continue. So Easter is a place to pause. And it is also where we then move forward with hope. I've quoted before from the late poet Mary Oliver, who in her poem, The Summer Day, asked, "Tell me, what is it that you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" So what are we planning to do with our one wild and precious and resurrected life? What is your resurrection story tonight? What is the death you need to leave behind so you can find new life after death? In his book, Barking to the Choir, Greg Boyle wrote about a conversation he had with a homie who recently left his gang and was starting Homeboy's 18-month program. The program always begins with a mandatory drug test. When Father Greg asked him if he would test clean and have no drugs in his body, the homie answered with great confidence. He said, "All I have in my system is hope. I will definitely test positive for that." For this homie, resurrection is real. There was a life before, and there is a life after. What he will do with his one wild and precious life will become his resurrection story. Robert, who took our order at breakfast, already was telling his resurrection story. He was a bit shy that day, but his eyes gleamed with hope. And I know that he is encouraged by all the resurrection stories being told and lived out at Homeboy. And that is what we are doing tonight. We need to hear the resurrection stories of Israel and Jesus, of the women and the Apostle Peter, and of Robert and the homies. Tonight we celebrate, we pause, and we reflect. We listen together to find courage and hope. Courage and hope for all the new life we will live after Easter. Resurrection means that there was a life before, and there is a life after. Our life continues. So what is the life before that we need to leave behind? And what is it we plan to do with our one wild and precious and resurrected life? What new life will God create in us and through us? May our God of faithfulness transform us and move us forward in our own resurrection stories. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Happy Easter. Amen.